It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Dave Yappel joins us on the phone this morning. He is the GIS manager of St. Louis County. That stands for Geographic Information Systems. Hey, Dave, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
ATV riders in St. Louis County have some brand new map options. Tell us what's new about this new map for the ATV aficionados in the Northland.
Okay. Well, we have a county mapping website that's available to the public. It's been around since about 2013. It's called the County Land Explorer. It's located at stlouiscountymn.gov/explorer. And for the last several years, the focus has been on things like land records. So you can look at property ownership, the availability of public lands, zoning and land use, and those sort of things. We've been trying to segregate the information on this site by different themes, and we've recently added a recreation theme. This came at a timely moment because in the recent history here in 2016, the county implemented a new ATV policy for the county roads. And I think what this helps to do here is in the recreation theme, we're adding those ATV roads and routes that are allowed to for people to ride ATVs on. So they can go in, view the Land Explorer, choose the recreation theme, and then the first thing that they'll see is those county roads that are available for ATV riding. It also shows the availability of state and Forest Service roads. And we'll be adding additional content over the next several months here to increase the number of routes that are shown, and some other types of information as well.
You mentioned that the county had implemented a new policy on county roads. What was that?
Essentially, it says that all county roads outside of municipalities are open to ATV riding, with the exception of several. So outside of cities, those county-administered roads are now open to ATV riding. And really, that just provides more access to some of those more traditional routes and trails that people have been using for years, but where perhaps traditional trailheads and parking facilities and those sort of options haven't been available, so people in those rural areas can get to those areas more easily. And by having a resource like this in the County Land Explorer, it gives those riders the availability. It's a resource to see where they can legally ride, where they can safely and responsibly ride.
And that's always an issue when it comes to, recreation that's allowed on public lands. You don't want to be snowmobiling or hunting or riding your ATV on private property if there isn't permission. But sometimes, when you're out in the toolies, it's really hard to tell. Is this going to make this easier for riders?
We certainly think so. It's going to give them the opportunity to plan out their route ahead of time. It's also available on mobile devices. You can pull this up on your iPhone or on your Android, and the site works in those type of devices as well. We've also got a separate app called Explorer for ArcGIS. It's a third-party app, but we can pull in our St. Louis County data in that. And so you can see where you are when you're out in the field on the trails and see all this wealth of information that the county has available. Which not only includes those ATV routes and the roads that are allowed, but it also includes things like public lands, and it includes the private land ownership as well. So you can really get a sense and kind of the situational awareness of what's around you.
You mentioned that the GIS technology has been available for a while, and that the county's already been using this technology for quite a while to produce information about land records and zoning. I'm just picturing somebody sitting there, in a staff meeting maybe, and leaning back with their cup of coffee and going, wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be cool if we could plot out like ATV riding areas with this? It seems like it's kind of a new way to use the technology. And in a sense, since it's recreation, maybe not as quote-unquote serious, but obviously extremely useful to the public.
Absolutely. The county, like you said, has been using it since about 1985. We first started using GIS for forestry management, but throughout the years we've essentially put many, many forms of county data into this GIS format. And now, in recent years, the availability of web mapping technology to put this stuff out, not necessarily in hard copy paper maps, but on the web for people to view, has really made some of that transparency to government data more available to people. People have GIS all around them. If you use Google or any of those other sort of maps out there, that's all GIS. And so here at the county, with the County Land Explorer, we're providing authoritative government information with regards to not only land ownership and regulatory type of stuff, but here the recreational information as well.
I think it's a great use of technology, and it's the kind of thing, too, that makes it easy for people to say, hey, I understand why this is a smart investment. This is something that, really makes my recreational experience a lot more fun. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations. What a treat to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dave Yappel joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. He's the GIS manager for St. Louis County Planning and Community Development. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.